This morning, we'd like to speak on the subject, things that will not save anybody at all. Number one is a knowledge of God. Now, read in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 20. Paul writes this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Notice that men can hold the truth of God and yet still be lost. The Bible says in verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." The Bible makes it very clear there, doesn't it? That a person can hold the truth, but still be unrighteous in that. Notice this. Cain and Abel. People might think immediately that Cain and Abel was both saved. But they were not both saved. Cain was lost. Abel was the one that was saved. The Bible says that Cain had a knowledge of God, and he even offered sacrifices to God. But these sacrifices were wrong because they were of the fruit of the field, which God could not accept as a sacrifice for sin. It required blood. Abel offered an acceptable sacrifice unto God. Abel offered an animal. Abel actually killed an animal and gave that animal as a sacrifice for his sins. But Cain brought of the produce of the field, and God did not accept that at all. Notice what the book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 3 states. "And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord." Think about it. It is very possible for a person to have a knowledge of God and that God accepts a sacrifice for sin, but bring the wrong sacrifice to God, and God will not accept that sacrifice at all. Think of also in the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 18 through 27. The Bible talks about the rich young ruler here who came to Christ, kneeled to him, and asked the question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why, don't call me good, because there's none good except one, that is God. But what does the commandment say? Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother." And this rich young ruler said this. He said, "All these things have I kept from my youth up." Now here's a good man. He had kept all the commandments of God, and yet in himself there was lacking. He felt there was something lacking, something he must do yet. And he came to Christ with that question. Jesus said unto him, "There's only one thing now that you like to do. One thing. If you sell all you have and distribute to the poor, then you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." You know, this man was told by Christ, "The only thing you lack is to give up what you have." You see, this rich young ruler was depending upon his good works. He wasn't depending upon Christ, and he could not be saved. But he knew there was something wrong, because he came to Christ and said, what thing must I do that I might inherit eternal life?" This man was lost, and he also went away from Christ. When Christ told him what he needed to do, the man was very sorrowful, and he went away. But he went away without Jesus Christ. This is a terrible thing. You see, what must a person do in order to be saved? He must trust Christ in Christ alone. No other thing is allowed. No other thing is allowed at all in the realm of salvation. Number two, of things that will not save, works will not save you. The book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9 states, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Then the Bible says in verse 9, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." The Bible also says in the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 10 that there is none righteous. No, not one. I think that means me. I think it means you as well. There's none righteous. None righteous. You know, in all my life, I've never seen a person who has worked enough to be saved by themselves. I've never seen that. And maybe you have, but I haven't. I've never seen that. A person is always saying, relating to what they have done. And never are they satisfied to just relate to what Christ has done for them. Think of that. Number three is baptism. Did you know baptism will not save you? Listen to what the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14 through verse 17, that baptism will not save you. Paul writes, "I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the house of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." John baptized a few folks, but he wasn't sure if he baptized anybody else. But listen, Jesus Christ never baptized anybody. The book of John, chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible says, "Though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples." Baptism doesn't save you. Baptism is a sign that we are believing in Christ. But baptism itself does not save anybody. Baptism is simply a sign that a person has already believed in Christ and are saved. Well, things that won't save. Surely church membership will save my soul. Well, I'm afraid it won't do that. You see, Judas Iscariot was a member of the first church. Judas Iscariot had a knowledge of God. He had a knowledge of Christ, for he walked with him for 3.5 years. He had a knowledge of Christ. Judas Iscariot was also baptized by John the Baptist. He was a member of the first church. Well, none of that worked enough. Judas Iscariot was also the treasurer of the first church. Listen, you can hold an office in the church and still be lost. Judas Iscariot also did miracles, according to Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 through 4. Notice the reading here. "And when he had called on him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." And Judas Iscariot is listed in verse 4. Judas betrayed Jesus Christ, but he also did many miracles. But miracles wasn't enough to save him. It wasn't enough. You know why? Because it takes the blood of Jesus Christ. Things that won't save people. You need Jesus Christ. You can't depend upon what you do in your flesh. But I tell you what, you can always depend upon Christ, because he'll always do exactly what he said he would do. Number five is prayer. Wow, prayer. You think if you prayed that it would be right? Read with me, please. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 9 through verse 14. The Bible says, "And he spake this parable, and certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Verse 13, and the publican, standing far off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said in verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. You know, this prayer that this Pharisee prayed showed the condition of his heart. Prayer, even if you say the right things, if you pray the sinner's prayer, even if you trust in that prayer, instead of trusting in Jesus, you're not saved. You need to trust Christ and Him alone. Christ is the only one that can ever save you from your sins. You can trust anything else and still be lost. You can do good things and still be lost, but you can't be lost if you just trust Jesus Christ. Number 6, believing with the head instead of with the heart. You see, salvation comes by believing in your heart. Romans chapter 10, verse 10 states, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The miracle of salvation can be seen in the miracle of Christ healing the man with a withered hand. Read it, please, in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 6 through 11. The Bible states here in this place that Jesus Christ entered into the synagogue, and there was a man whose right hand was withered. The scribes and Pharisees, they watched Christ. They wanted to see if Christ would heal on the Sabbath day. And the only reason that they wanted to see Christ heal this man was so they could accuse Christ. But Christ knew their thoughts, and he said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And this man with the withered hand, he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto all those people that were standing by, I will ask you only one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about on them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth your hand. And he did so. And the man's withered hand was restored at that time. You see, it was a miracle that caused the man to stretch forth his hand. He didn't stretch forth a withered hand, but he stretched forth a good hand, as good as the other. Listen, Jesus Christ can save you. All the things that you do will not save you. You can have a knowledge of God, and you'll go to hell. You can have a lot of good works, but they won't save you. You can be baptized. You can join the church. You can go to church. You can pray, but until you trust Christ, you can be lost. I pray today that you might seek the face of the Lord and be honest with God and let God save your unworthy soul. We see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We invite you to come again to services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.